Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis of Masechet Shabbos. We're holding on the very top of Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. So we just went through the Mishnah that lists all 39 Melachos of Shabbos. Says Gemara Minyan Alameli. Why do I need a number if you're just going to list them all anyway? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan Shemasan Kula Mehelam Echad Chayev Al Kolachas Vachas. Because if you do all of them in one period of forgetfulness, you're Chayev separately for each and every one of these Melachos. Hazareh Vachorish, if someone plants, if someone plows. So Michti. Michrav Karbi Beresha. Charisha is done before Zriya, because you have to plow the field before you plant it. So listen, Charish, Vahadu listen, Zareya. Why doesn't it say Charish first and then Zareya? It says, Mar Tana Beretz Yisrael, Karid Zari Beresha, Vahadu Karvi. No, he lived in the Tana's talking in Eretz Yisrael, where they used to plant first. The karka was very hard, so they would plow again after the Zriya, because it was such hard ground that they weren't able to cover the Zera without further Charisha. So that's what he's telling us, that even the second Charisha you do on a field is also an Av Malacha of Chorish. Tana, the Braisa tells us, Hazareya v'azomer, if someone prunes, v'anoteya, v'hamavrich, if he plants or he grafts, so v'amarkiv, Mavrich is you bend over a branch that comes out of one tree into the karka, you cover the middle of that branch with dirt, and when it takes root in the karka, another tree grows out of where you planted it. Markiv is you graft trees onto each other. Kulim melachah, saying all of these are the same melacha of growing things. So my kamash melan, what's the Braisa coming to tell me that they're all melacha achas hakamash melan? Also melachas harbim, ein melacha achas einu chayev ala achas. You do a number of similar activities that have the same idea, you're only chayev for one melacha. So if you do zriya and zemira and netia and havracha and harkava all in one period of forgetfulness, you only chayev one korban chatos, because they're all melachos that are defined in the same way of being megadel some sort of growth. Zomer chayiv mishum noteya, that if a person prunes, he's chayiv for planting. Vanoteya v'amavrich v'amarkiv chayiv mishum zoreya. If someone is noteya, mavrich, or markiv, he's chayiv for zriya. It's just that zriya is the av malacha with zraim, and noteya, mavrich, or markiv are avos malachos with ilanos, with trees. So it says more mishum zoreya in mishum noteya lo, from the fact that he said that if you're mavrich, you're markiv, that it's like zoreya, it sounds like they're not like noteya. So I understand mavrich and markiv are mishum zoreya, but not mishum noteya. When you plant them, it's not going to be a malacha. According to that, if you're mavrich or you're markiv and you're also noteya, you should be chayiv shtei chataos. You should be chayiv a separate korban chatos, because havrach and harkava are done in a tree, and they're similar to noteya more than they are to zoreya. So it says mara ema af mishum zoreya. No, what it means to say is that's also included in Zoreya. And if you're Noteya or Mavrik or Markiv and you're also Zoreya, it's still only one Karban Chatos. Omer of Kahana, Zomer v'tzarech le'etzim, let's say you prune, but not because you're trying to make the tree grow better, just because you need some wood for firewood. Chayiv shtayim, chayiv twice. Achas mishum kotzer, one for harvesting, because you're using it for yourself. V'achas mishum noteya, but you're also planting, because you're improving the tree that you're pruning it from. So you're chayiv for the noteya as well. Omer of Yosef, hay man dekotel aspasta, a person who cuts some stubble in order to feed his animals, and also in order that whatever is still mechubar will grow nicely. Chayiv shtayim, achas mishum kotzer v'achas mishum noteya. He's chayiv twice, one for kotzer and one for noteya, because when he was kotzeitz, he made sure that it would he did it in a way that it was going to be able to regrow. Amar Rabbi, hay man dekanev silka, a person who cut a beet that was growing in the ground in order to eat it, and in order that whatever is left mechubar should so he snips it in order that whatever is mechubar should be able to grow nicely. Chayiv shtayim, achas mishum kotzer v'achas mishum zoreya. He's chayiv both for kotzer and for zoreya, because he made it that it will grow more nicely when he snipped it. V'achoresh, so we said that if someone plows, that's another one of the avos melachos. So tana hachoresh hachofer v'achoritz kulam melacha achasein. Whether a person plows or he digs or he's choritz, he makes furrows in the ground, they're all a melacha, the same melacha of weakening, softening the ground in order to prepare it for planting. Amrav sheshes, ha'isa lo gav shushes. If a person has like like a little mound of dirt. Unetala babayis, and he takes it, if he does that in the house in order to straighten out the floor, chayv mishum bona. That's a violation of bona, because he was misaking the floor of the house. Basada, if he does that in the field, chayv mishum choresh. Then he's chayv in choresh, because he softened the ground to make it easier to plant in the ground. Amrava, haysalo guma utmama. If there was a hole and he closed up the hole, babayis, if he does that in the house, chayv mishum bona. That's a violation of bona. Basada, mishum choresh. If he does that in the field, then it's a violation of choresh. Amar Rabbi Abba, chofer guma b'shabbos. If a person digs a hole in Shabbos, ve'eino tzarech ela afara, but he only needs the dirt, he doesn't really need the hole, so pater alei is going to be pater, because he's pater from bona, since the guma is not a tikkun of the bayis, it's a kilkul of the bayis. Someone could fall and hurt themselves. He's pater from choresh, because a bayis is not a place that's royal Israel. Va'afil Rabbi Yudam Noach shein tzricha legufa chayev aleha hani mili misakein hai mekalkalhu. And even if you assume like Rabbi Yehuda that a melacha shein tzrich legufa is chayiv, and the classic case of melacha shein tzrich legufa is that you're chofer a guma for the dirt, but not for the guma itself. Yeah, that's out in the field where you're at least doing something productive. But in the bayis where it's mekalkal, you're only ruining your house, then it's going to be you're going to be chayiv. It's not called a melacha shein tzrich. Then you're going to be pater rather because it's mekalkal. So even though it's tzrich legufa, but it's really ain't shrich, but even though ain't shrich leguf is chayiv, but since this is makalkal, it's a lack of melechas machshavas anyway, and that's why you're not going to be chayiv. Hakotzer, the Mishnah said that if someone reaps, sotana hakotzer, abotz, vahagoder, vahamosik, vahaora, kulam melecha achas. Whether you're picking grain or grapes or dates or olives or figs, it's all the same melacha, that you're being oker davar migidulo, you're uprooting something from where it's growing. Amra papa, haiman deshad the piece of ledikla va'ater tamri. If a person throws a clod of earth at a dekel tree and some dates fall off of the tree, chayiv shtayim. Achas mishum tolish, he's chayiv for tolish, because that's a tolda of kotzer. Va'achas mishum mefarik, and he's also chayiv mishum dosh, mefarik, which is a tolda of dosh. Ravashi amar ein derech tlish v'kach ve'ein derech prika v'kach. It's not the normal way to be kotzer, nor is it the normal way to be dosh, by throwing something at a tree, unless you do it by hand or with a kli. So if you threw a cloud of earth, so that's only considered to be katsira and disha kala achrayad, and therefore it's going to be pater since you did it in an unusual fashion. Vama amer, if someone bundles together, amarava hayman the kind of milcha mimalchasa, a person gathers together salt from the karka that they mine salt from, chayv mishuma amer, that's also ma amer. Abay amer ein imor el bigdule karka. Now imor is not in a mineral; it has to be something that grows from the ground. Vahadosh satana hadosh vamenapit vamenafit kulan melach. Whether a person threshes or he's menapets pishtan with sticks, he beats the pishtan from menafet, or he separates the cotton from the seeds. It's all the same malacha of separating that which is gedule karka from the psoles that it's stuck together with. So if you do all of those things in one helem, you only chayiv one carbon chatos. Hai zora v'aborer v'atochin v'amarake. So the Gemara explains why we don't mention zora borer marakid as one malacha. Hainu zora, hainu borer, hainu marakid. All three of these malachas have the same basic idea also of separating the ochel from the psoles. So why does the Tana split them up as three separate avos malachos? So Abaye v'Rabbi Dami Tavayu, kol milsa dahavya b'mishkan, afal gav diika d'damyala chashivla. Anything that was in the Mishkan, even though it may have had similar activities as well, it gets counted as its own av malacha, even though they have this, it's very similar in terms of its result. That's why the Tana mentions Zora and Borer and Merakid as three separate avos. So v'lachshav nami kotesh, asked the Gemara, if that's true, then it should count kotesh chitim as well, when you crush wheat to remove it from the shell, that should be an av malachi, even though the malacha is similar to the malacha of dash, because this malacha was in Mishkan and the preparation of the Salmanim that were made to be Tzoveya, the Yerios of the Mishkan. So certainly the Tana didn't count two Malachos that were very similar to each other, even if they were both done in the Mishkan. So now we're back to our question, why does it count Zorah, Boru, Merakeh separately? So Amrabaye, Shekein, Oni, Ochel, Pita, Belo Ketisha. Because Ketisha is not really a critical stage in the process. You'll have sometimes where a poor person is not going to bother himself to do Ketisha. So even though that Malacha was done in the Mishkan, it's not Malacha, since it's not needed so much for making of the bread, and we already have Dash as a Malacha, we didn't think we had to mention it as a separate Av Malacha. It's included in the Malacha of Dash. But Zora, Bora, Mirakid all are needed for making of bread, and even an Ani would do all three of those things, and therefore they each get considered to be an Av Malacha. Rava Amar, Rava gives a different answer. Hamani Rebbi, the Amar Avos Malachas Arbaim Chasrachas, the Yichashav Kotesh Havila Arbaim. Problem is, we have a tradition, there are supposed to be only 39 Malachas of Shabbos. We could have counted Kotesh, but then that would have led us with 40 Malachas of Shabbos. So asking Mar, Kotesh. Yeah, but how did you choose to exclude Kotesh? Why didn't you exclude Zora or Borer or Merakid? And then Mechamar to Kadabaye. So we have to accept Abaye's answer to say that we're just trying to squeeze it into a predetermined number. That has to make sense, though, even if there is a predetermined number. If there's no criteria by which it makes sense, then the predetermined number shouldn't really be particularly meaningful to us. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on the top of Da'at, Ayin Dalet Amin Aleph, at Tanu Rabban.